You're listening to You've Got This, episode 265. Welcome to You've Got This, a weekly podcast for higher education professionals looking to increase their confidence and capacity for juggling the day-to-day demands of an academic life. I'm your host, Dr. Katie Linder. In this episode, I want to talk a little bit about how I'm going to be spending my winter break. I really like to plan out my breaks, as you heard me do for the Thanksgiving mini retreat that I talked about a couple of episodes ago. And I wanted to make sure that I brought this to the podcast because I did talk about this on my blog a couple of weeks ago in a post called Your Winter Break Planning Guide. And I will link to that in the show notes if you want to see a written version of this. I also wanted to mention that I have a seasonal planning guide resource that I will also put in the show notes. It's just a free download on my website. You don't have to put in an email or anything like that. It's just something that I created to kind of help people think about different seasons of the year. And seasons can be broadly defined, however you want to kind of define that. A season could be 6 months long, depending on what you're doing. It could be a quarter long if you want to go with the traditional seasons. But I was talking about this on the blog, and I thought it was worth it to bring it to the podcast as well, because I think that there are some reflective questions that we can ask ourselves as we're heading into a break period to really kind of design it with intention. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about how I'm kind of doing that for myself, the kinds of questions that I'm asking as I'm going into my winter break. And I'm going to have about, I think, 9 or 10 days strung together between like weekends and the week off that my university closes. And so I have some time off there. So the first question that I asked myself when I was starting to think about what is this break period going to look like for me is, what do I want to wrap up at work so that I can really enjoy this time away from the office? And there might be some projects or things that you really want to tackle before the end of the calendar year is over so that you can actually like not feel like you have to take that home or you're not worried about it. So I know that to hit the ground running when I come back in January, there's some emails and things that I want to like pre-draft and get them scheduled so that I'm not thinking about them when I come back to the office. And really, I just want to kind of review my calendar for that first week back in January and see if there's like any prep work that I always love to give a little gift to my future self if I can kind of prep something in advance or just know that I'm going to want to ease back into that week. And there's already a lot of meetings on that schedule. I know that for sure. So how do I like ease myself back in by doing some prep work in advance? So I do want to think about how can I wrap things up, but also maybe prep a little bit for that first week back. Now, the second question I'm asking myself is, what do I need the most during this break period? And I definitely think after kind of a pretty hard push with like this new job during the fall months that I started this job in mid-August, I know I need to build in some rest during this period. And I know I really also need to soak up like some solitude time when I'm at home. Being back at the office has definitely been a bit of a hit to my introvert self. It has impacted my energy levels, and I really need to just like refill my cup a little bit. And I know that having like dedicated time at home and just spending time with my partner and having kind of some quiet moments in our house is going to be really nice. So I'm really looking forward to that. Now, I also asked myself, what do I want to accomplish during this break time? Because for me, I don't really rest well. I rest well when I plan it, but I also need to plan in like some projects and other things that I want to work on because I just get kind of anxious and fidgety. Like I need to have something that I'm kind of focused on. So I know I have some business tasks that I want to do, and I typically do them at the end of every year to prepare for upcoming events and client work in the coming calendar year. So I know that I'll be updating Prolific, which is my online community, and creating some new events and things that are going to be happening in that community. And I'll be updating on the podcast changes that are maybe coming to Prolific for 2022, in case that's a community that you want to think about joining. And then I'm also going to be creating some course shells and updating syllabi for my coach training program, which launches its fifth cohort. I cannot even believe this. It launches the fifth cohort in January. So that's really exciting. So just making headway on both of those projects over the break is really going to help me feel like I can hit the ground running on the business side of things in 2022. Now, I'm also asking myself, outside of work projects, like for my day job, what do I want to close out before the end of the year? So this for me is typically a question I ask around like my annual goals. Like, is there something that I'm trying to wrap up? This year, because my partner and I have these house projects that we're working on, I really want our kitchen and bathroom renovations to be done before 2022. And I think that there's definitely a lot of wiggle room in there to make that happen. Hopefully they're going to be done actually before the December holiday, but we will see. And we have a couple delays on things that I know are going to impact, you know, some changes that we want to make. We have a delay on the new dishwasher that we purchased. It's not coming until February, for example. But I think we can kind of get most of this wrapped up before the end of the year. And I'm really wanting to close that out. Now, the other question I'm asking myself is what routines will be most helpful for me in this break period? And I want to focus on routines because usually when you go on a break, your routines change a lot. Like you sometimes are very disrupted because your schedule looks very different. So I'm used to weekdays that are filled with meetings, and I need to have a bit of a plan for my schedule when my time is a lot more unstructured so that I don't feel completely unmoored during this period. So I think what I'm going to do is keep my early morning wake up time on weekdays. And right now, because of what I'm trying to squeeze in the morning with like my morning workouts, I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning. I'm pretty concerned that if I let that lapse during the break, it's going to be really hard to come back in January. So I want to keep that, knowing that I can maybe take a nap in the afternoon, or if I want to, I can make sure I'm going to bed at a regular hour, you know, that kind of thing. And then I want to set some goals for each day of what I want to work on when. So I don't think I need to have the whole thing mapped out, which I've definitely done in the past. But I want to keep, you know, my some of my regular morning and exercise routines and just build in kind of work each day. And I think it's going to make it easier when I need to go back to work in January. Now, I'm also asking myself, what am I going to build into my break just for fun? And I am a big proponent of fun looks different for everyone. And I know that you all, if you've been following this show for a while, you know that I have all kinds of things that are, I think are fun, but other people probably would not agree with me. But my fun right now is all about reading. Lately, I have just been reading up a storm. I am, as I record this, I read 152 books this year for my Goodreads challenge that I've been tracking. And I want to put together like a small stack of books that I'm going to focus on during the break, just things I might want to finish before the end of the calendar year. I would guess that that's mostly probably going to be mystery novels that I want to be reading, and then just work my way through that pile. So I have also been really loving following my YouTube channels lately, and so I'll probably build in some time for that while I'm walking on my treadmill in the mornings. But I think fun is definitely going to be like some quiet reading time. I also have some magazines and things like that that I want to catch up on, some issues of Harvard Business Review, since I'm a subscriber to that and I get the paper copies. And then also I subscribe to a magazine called O Reader, which I have not had a chance to really do a deeper dive into, so I'm excited to look at that. Okay, two more questions that I'm asking myself. One is, what will help me transition back to the office at the end of the break? I want to plan ahead for that. And I feel like sometimes when you have a longer break, you kind of wake up and it's the last day before the break ends and you kind of panic a little bit because you haven't had a plan. So I know that I want to make sure I go to the grocery store and have time to prep some meals before I go back to the office. I am super excited to have my kitchen back to do this because it has been a bit of a challenge to prep food during this period where our kitchen has not been functional. And bulk prepping lunches has been just a huge help to me because I don't like to have to worry about making something in the morning. I just grab whatever I've cooked over the weekend and take it with me. Now, I will give you the quick tip of what I have been eating during this period where our kitchen has been shut down. We have access to a microwave. We actually went out and bought a microwave so that we could utilize this. The microwave that we have in our kitchen that we're keeping is kind of hardwired into the kitchen. So it's not something that we could use when the kitchen was dismantled. So we went out and bought a microwave at Target. And I cook frozen green beans, which you can just like steam in the bag. So I make a thing of green beans. And then I also went out and found, I don't remember the brand, but I can link this in the show notes. There's like a rice lentil mix that you can buy that's in a bag, and you microwave it for literally 60 seconds and then it's cooked. And so I've been combining that with the green beans. And then this is going to sound really gross to some of you, but I also have a carton of like sweet pea soup which again, I can link in the show notes. It's kind of like a split pea soup. And I'm kind of limited, I think I've mentioned before, of the kinds of soups that I can eat because I have like dietary restrictions around garlic and onion. And so there's a lot of soups that I just can't eat. But this sweet pea soup doesn't have any of that in it, so I don't react to it in the same way. So I combine all of this together and make kind of a rice, quinoa, lentil soup with green beans in it. This is like the thing that I found that I can take for lunch every day that's relatively easy for me to put together. And I'm sure some of you are just like cringing because it sounds so disgusting. Normally what I'm making, which I've talked about in a previous blog post and I can link to this, is like this quinoa salad with tofu and like all these great veggies in it. And it's just really hard to prepare veggies other than like fresh veggies. And we don't have a place to prepare that in our house right now. I mean, it's just crazy. So anyway, that's what I'm taking for lunch every day. So I am super excited to get back to bulk prepping my meals, which are going to be hopefully a lot tastier than this like thing that I'm prepping because it's like the easiest thing that I can make. And I often have to eat lunch at my desk. So it's just not really an option for me to go out and buy something. More than you probably needed to know, but bulk prepping food is going to be super exciting for me. And then the last question that I am asking myself about this period is, what will rest look like for me? If this is the thing that I need the most, what am I going to do to ensure that I get rest? One of the things is I want to kind of stay on my normal sleep schedule. I don't think I do very well staying up late at night. And typically I am in bed by 9 because I'm getting up at 4:30 in the morning. And sometimes I'm even going to bed earlier than that if I'm feeling really tired. So I would love to build in some naps when I can during this period because I love a good afternoon nap and I really, really rarely get them these days. So I would love to have some naps built in, but in general, I think rest is going to look like my normal sleep schedule, and it's also going to look like having that solitude time to really refill my cup during this period of time when I'm at home. Okay, so that is my plan for the break. You also heard me say in an earlier episode that I'm going to unpack our books, so that's definitely part of my plan as well. And the other thing I would also just say is, if fingers crossed our kitchen and bathroom renovations and everything get done, I definitely want to be kind of putting all the things that had to be displaced during this period of renovation back into their original spots. And I think that that's something that's going to happen over the break too. So just kind of bringing everything back and getting it kind of organized is going to be something that I'm really going to enjoy during this period also. So I would love to hear, you know, if these resources of the seasonal planning guide or the winter break planning guide are helpful for you as you're kind of thinking about your own winter break period and what that might look like. You'll hear in mine, I don't talk a lot about family because we're not necessarily traveling this year. We're not seeing family. We're certainly going to have phone calls with them and things like that over the holidays. But really, it's just going to be this time alone with my partner and I that I'm actually really, really looking forward to. So you can always email me at hello@drkatielinder.com. I'd love to hear what you're up to for your winter break plans. And it's never too early to start planning for that. I think that for some of us, the winter break is coming up really, really quickly. And I would also say if you are on the other side of the world and you're not planning for a winter break, but for the opposite of that, I would love to hear your plans too, because I think that being intentional and purposeful about how we're spending our downtime can really ensure that we don't leave that time feeling guilty for the things that we didn't get done. It allows us to have that really nice balance of work and rest and play. So here's to a wonderful winter break for all of us, and thanks so much for listening. Thanks for listening to this episode of You've Got This. Show notes and a transcript for this episode can be found at drkatielinder.com/podcast. If you found this episode helpful, please also consider rating and or reviewing the show in iTunes. Thanks for listening.